This is the West Kent Radio News feature. Hello, I'm Martin Webber. The Conservative MP for Tunbridge Wells, Greg Clark, has said he will be standing once more at the next general election. A dozen Conservatives have already said they will not be fighting the next election, due in 2 years' time. Greg Clark has now been the Tunbridge Wells MP for the past 17 years. His predecessor, Archie Norman, gave up the seat after just 8 years. So I asked Greg Clark if he was definitely planning to stand again.
Absolutely. I always feel it's a great honour to represent the people of Tunbridge Wells. Every time I've been elected, I never take it for granted. I hope people would observe that I work hard for my constituents, whatever their political affiliation. When I get off the train and the station announcer says, it's Tunbridge Wells, I feel a sense of pride and great satisfaction that, this is a place that is a real community, contains wonderful places like Southbrook, Paddock Wood, other towns, wonderful villages. And to be the Member of Parliament for such a place, I love doing it.
A big issue, though, that you've got is that, a year ago, under Boris Johnson, the Conservatives were leading the opinion polls. Now they're an astonishing distance behind the opposition. The chaos of the last year seems to have left people distrust the Conservatives. How can you possibly reverse that before the next election?
Well, and it's not surprising. I mean, if you have three prime ministers in a year and you have a mini-budget that clearly was a mistake, it's not surprising that the electorate, quite rightly, will be discontent with that. I think what we've got with Rishi Sunak and Jeremy Hunt is we've got two serious, credible, experienced, in the case of Jeremy Hunt, highly experienced leaders. They've already brought stability into and confidence from investors into this country.
But is stability enough? I mean, people who feel their standard of living is going down, people who feel that the climate crisis issue is not being tackled, we still see very slow progress to reducing carbon emissions. Are these politicians people who really inspire people for the future?
So the first thing is that when you've got a financial emergency and an economic crisis that every country in the world is going through, inflation in the continent is higher than it is here, you need to get that right. And I think if we can show, if Rishi and Jeremy can show that over the months ahead that the economy is being well run, that's very important. But you're absolutely right, there's a very important forward agenda, very exciting agenda. I chair the Science and Technology Committee in the House of Commons, and Britain is one of the world's leaders when it comes to science and technology. On climate change, we've got one of the best records in the world. We were the first country under a Conservative government. With due deference, I was the Secretary of State that brought in net zero. I commissioned the research that said that we could and should move to net zero by 2050. I tabled the legislation, took it through the House of Commons.
But isn't it too slow? The scientists, the climate scientists, say that we're just not doing enough globally. We're still exporting a lot of our emissions to other countries. Effectively, we import from countries like China that are still churning out a lot of CO2. Progress towards affordable electric cars, for example, seems to be minimal. Are we really making enough progress?
We could make more progress, but we are leading the world in this. The system that we've put in place with legally binding carbon budgets going out to 2050 is the most rigorous in the world. We're the world's leading nation for offshore wind. When it comes to battery technology, we're doing very important research because we need new technology to help us there. But we have a very strong international reputation. In fact, what we need to do is to make sure that other countries around the world not only have the right ambitions, but deliver on it, and we can help with that, and that's a good export opportunity. We're making good progress, and I'm sure that will continue, and it's very important to me that we should be one of the world's leaders in tackling what is one of the world's biggest ever global challenges.
The Conservative MP for Tunbridge Wells, Greg Clark. I'm Martin Webber for West Kent Radio.